listening to the Lawn Care Business Success Podcast, the weekly show sharing proven methods and systems in marketing, equipment, and customer service, educational and motivational, to help make your lawn care business an overwhelming success. Now here's your host, Julio Tomei.
Welcome, Lawn Care Nation, to another episode of the Lawn Care Business Success Podcast. I'm your host, Julio Tomei, and this is episode number 333, entitled Level Up Your Business with a CRM. Well, hello, everybody, and thanks again for joining me this week on another episode of the Lawn Care Business Success Podcast. Really appreciate you guys tuning in each and every week, and of course, for the questions, the comments, and the feedback that you guys send through. Really do appreciate all of the positive feedback that you guys send through each and every week. I love hearing, just little stories and notes from you guys about how much my content really does help you guys out makes a large impact on not only your business, but on your lives, your family lives. It's just fantastic. And, it's the reason I continue to do this each and every week. So I really do appreciate all of those positive notes. Just another note, going into the winter here, the winter off season, I will be getting back into doing those interview episodes that I know you guys love listening to. I love, being able to chat with you guys about your business, allowing you guys a platform to, allow you guys to share your story, your lawn care business journey with everybody in Lawn Care Nation. It's absolutely fantastic. So if you want to come on to the podcast and be a guest, don't be shy. I don't bite. You can you head on to my website, lawncarebusinesssuccess.com. Go to the contact page and you can send me a quick message through there. Or if you're a follower of mine on Instagram, that's another great place that you can just send me a quick DM. And if you do send me a message or send me a DM, don't worry if you don't get a response back right away. There's a ton of emails and DMs and stuff that I get, and I have to sift through them all do some organization of getting this all together to be able to do these interview episodes. But I'll make sure I make note of everybody who is sending me messages about being a guest on the podcast, and I will put them on a list and work my way through it. It also helps if you can just give me a quick little message as well, a little bit about your business. Let me know if you have like a YouTube channel, or if you're on Instagram. Of course, I can see your Instagram there. Make sure it's not like a private locked Instagram account or anything like that, just so I can do some quick look and see what your business is all about and all that sort of stuff. Would be fantastic. Just basically helps me out as well. Like I said, you can head on over to lawncarebusinesssuccess.com, the contact page, or send me a DM through Instagram, and we will set something up for this winter season. So this week, I wanted to chat about a topic I don't think I chat about too much. Actually, I've had a bunch of people ask me about this, asking me to do an episode about this, and just to sort of give them some basics. A lot of you guys, especially reaching out lately in the past few months, are all guys that are just starting out, who have been reaching out, that they've discovered the content for the first time, that it's really helping them out in planning their lawn care business. And on that note, I thought it would be a great time, especially heading into the winter off season, as I mentioned last week, with last week's episode of, basically the season's over, so now what? This off season, for a lot of you guys here in many parts of North America, heading into winter, this is it. There's no more lawn care. Some of you guys will be doing snow and salting, but even that is not something as regular as, say, the lawn care portion of it. in a lot of other parts of the world, maybe your lawn care season is just kicking off right now, but there is a point of time where, you know, you do have an off season as well. And some of you other guys have also reached out saying that, hey, we work all year round here, particularly sort of in sort of the southern regions of the United States. That's fantastic as well. But as some of you guys have mentioned, you know, it's not as regular as, you know, you do throughout the year, but, you know, you still do some mowing, but maybe it's on a once a month basis or something like that. Or you still to get some other other jobs around there to do during, you know, sort of a slower part of the season. At any rate, this, you know, finding that time, that sort of slow time, whenever it may be in your lawn care business, as I mentioned last week, is a perfect time to get yourself brushed up on a CRM. Maybe you are already familiar with a CRM. Maybe you're already using a CRM. Maybe it's one that you don't like and you want to switch to something else. It can be a large transition to, you know, move to a completely different CRM. And if you're new and planning your business, say for the spring of 2022 coming up, then, you know, this can be the perfect time here in the winter leading up to your first year in business, your first spring year. You want to hit the ground running. You don't want to be, you know, fumbling with trying to figure this out, you know, in March or April when your phone starts ringing off the hook. The last thing you want to do is be stressed out trying to keep track of all of, you know, your business dealings. So basically, if you don't know what a CRM is, CRM stands for Customer Relationship Management. So basically, this is software that you would use in your lawn care business to basically manage all of your customer relationships. So think of this as, you know, a piece of software where you can go, you can enter all of your customer information, their names, their addresses, contact details, you know, email addresses, phone numbers, all that sort of stuff. But then you can also keep track of all of the work that you do for that particular customer. You can keep track of all of the payments. You can keep track of all of the invoices for that particular customer. And the list goes on and on and on. Some CRMs have a basic functionality. Some of them, you know, the sky's the limit on what, you know, some of the optional, more robust packages can, you know, offer you. And there's so many different software packages. Now, many years ago, when I first started doing this content creation thing, back in 2015, doing this lawn care business success thing, one of the things that I did as a resource for the community was I came up with a list of all of the CRM packages available. And that list is still there available for you guys if you are looking and don't know where to start. And you want sort of a, you know, a central location where you can go and see all of the different software packages and CRM softwares that are available for somebody in a lawn care business. I have that list there. It's, you know, a fantastic resource for guys to go to sort of basically a one-stop shop and look at all of, you know, a list of basically all the different softwares, a brief little explanation of which, what each one does, but also a clickable link that can take you directly to those different software, you know, websites so that you can get more information. And it's just a easy place to go to and check them out. So I'll leave a link in the podcast show notes to that. But basically, it's go to my website, lawncarebusinesssuccess.com/software. And that's going to take you to this page that has a list of all of these CRMs to make it easy for you to basically peruse through them and see what is available for you. So back when I started my lawn care business in 2005, you know, CRMs were basically kind of new. There were things like, of course, you know, QuickBooks, Simply Accounting, you know, software packages like that that were more just general accounting type software packages. That you could keep track of, you know, that accounting side of it. But there wasn't anything that was specifically made for the green industry. And as a lot of you guys know, when I first started my lawn care business, I started with a franchise system. And one of the perks that that franchise company had was because they had roughly about 2,600 lawn care franchisees at the time. They, the owner, went and had a software company make up a CRM specifically for their franchise system. And, it was available for free to use with, you know, anybody who was in that franchise. Any of the franchisee owners could, download the software, and it ran off of, you know, your Windows 95, 98, Windows XP, type machine. It was a very, basic, CRM, but it worked fantastically. It did have some bugs, and, you know, they had different revisions and stuff that had, come out, even just in the couple of years that I was with the franchise system. But for me, at the time, it worked really, really well. And I remember talking to a lot of the, you know, franchisees that were around before me, a lot of the older guys, you know, they were used to doing it old school. They were, you know, old school, you know, pen and paper, ledger books, you know, keeping track of all their customer information, you know, in basically like an address type book type thing. And then, each day they would, open up, sort of their calendar book, ledger book, and write down, you know, whose customers they visited, and, you know, what they did and how much it was and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, some guys would get paid, of course, on a daily basis when they showed up to customer properties. Some guys chose to bill at the end of each week, and some guys, of course, would bill at the end of each month. But then, you know, it could become a monumental task doing this with pen and paper. Or even if you were, you know, slightly more savvy you know, trying to do like a spreadsheet or something like that, you know, might have made it a little bit easier, but it was still nowhere near as robust as using even the most basic of, you know, CRM type software can just make it super easy. Now, for me being, you know, as a lot of you guys know, the self-proclaimed geek, I love technology ever since I was, you know, 6 or 7 years old. In grade one, in my school that I was in, opened up, you know, a computer lab for the first time when I happened to be in grade one. So right out of kindergarten, when you kind of go from the phase of just playing with toys and stuff like that, and painting, finger paints and stuff like that, and you start actually going into sort of a more learning environment, I was lucky enough to be that first year, was also that first year for the school in entirety to have a computer lab. So me being in grade one, I got to benefit from that right from the beginning. So, you know, years later, when it came to, you know, starting the business and buying a franchise, the CRM for me was not anything that I was intimidated by or afraid of being technology. I completely embraced it. And, you know, it was fantastic because you could, you basically go in there, you can, you know, add your customer details. It keeps track of that customer's details. I could go in there and put in information, like, what jobs I provide for that customer and how much I charge, for that particular customer, for say a lawn mowing job for that, you know, particular customer. But then I could schedule that job and basically say, okay, I'm doing a lawn mowing for this person and I'm going to charge them $30 and I'm going to set this up as a one-time mow, or I'm going to set it up as a reoccurring. And I can do that on a weekly basis, a daily basis, every 10 days, once a month. You know, you could basically set that job up however you wanted. And what it would do is it would populate the calendar if that was a Tuesday and I was saying I'm going to do this every 7 days, well, now every Tuesday until I change it, it's scheduling, you know, Mrs. Jones or whoever the case may be, for a lawn mowing, for whatever the price was, and so on and so forth. And you go down the list, adding all of your customers, excuse me, and you could, you know, add those jobs. And it makes it very, very simple to keep track of. The other very nice thing about this was that then you could print out, you know, a schedule for the day. And this became very, you know, an important step, especially early on when I was first starting my lawn care business. And you don't quite remember your roots yet. And if I was offering, you know, when I started, I was doing a lot of, you know, 10-day cuts and once a month cuts and one-time type cuts and stuff like that. So scheduling all that in, I could print out a schedule and, you know, it would automatically populate with those jobs that I was supposed to do that particular day. And I could go through that list and just check them off with a pen. And then at the end of the day and write any notes and stuff. beside that, if there was, you know, any difficulties or things like that. At the end of the day, I would go in and go back to the calendar and just now digitally check off those jobs. Basically say, yes, this job was completed, or no, this job, you know, I canceled, or, you know, I'm rescheduling this job for tomorrow, which in case, you know, it then would change and move that job till the next day. And then it automatically is populated in that next day's list. So you can see how very, very easy this was. Now, then you can go back into those, you know, that customer's basically account for that customer, and it's keeping track of all the jobs you're doing and how much they owe if they haven't yet paid. If the customer was one, like when I started early on, some customers would pay, you know, leave cash for me that day, or leave the check for me when I showed up, that I can mark, hey, that this, not only did I finish this job today, but they also, you know, already paid this day. So then I check it off, and then it's going in as, you know, a record of the job being done and the income being earned, but it's not owing anymore. And the other nice thing with those CRMs is that then you know, they can generate all these different reports for you, like profit and loss, expenses, amount owing, all that sort of stuff, taxes paid. You know, there's so many different reports that these things can generate that make it so easy to know what state your business is in, where you are for that week, for that month, for that day, for that year, how much you've earned up to that year, minus expenses, all that sort of stuff, taxes paid, all that sort of stuff. So it makes it very, very simple to know exactly the state of your business and whether you need to, you know, make changes in pricing or all that sort of stuff. So it's very, very, you know, imperative that you guys start with using a CRM right from day one. Like I said, you know, those some guys that I knew from that franchise system that were doing it old school with pen and paper, and one guy in particular that comes to mind, you know, he was fantastic at his job, fantastic at doing, you know, things like hedge trimming and stuff like that. But where he wasn't so good was with, you know, doing the paperwork part. He hated the paperwork part. And he would quickly and very often get behind on the paperwork part. And I remember at one point talking to him, and I think he was like behind like 3 months and hadn't been paid by customers in 3 months. He'd been working for 3 months doing weekly mowing, hedge trimming jobs, all this sort of stuff, and hadn't billed out customers yet because it was such a monumental task to him to have to go through all his ledger books and go through every customer one by one and handwrite an invoice of how much is owing with all the jobs that haven't been paid for yet, that it was just, you know, with him not enjoying that process, and you know that's the case for a lot of guys, is that paperwork, that back end, the business side of it is the Achilles heel of a lot of guys, is doing that part of it. And a CRM can really make a lot of that very, very easy. So very important, and you know, it's an imperative part of your business. It's like building your business, on a foundation of, that CRM. Just like a home builder would build a house on a foundation so that it's got a solid base and will be strong and last many, many years. Your business is the same, and you want to build it on a strong foundation. And a CRM, I would consider as like the foundation of your business, because it's going to make sure that you're taking care of your business and being able to, bill your customers on time and keep track of all those payments and all those expenses and taxes owing to the government and all that sort of stuff can all be sort of in that handled in that realm of a CRM. And like I say, it's basically the foundation of your business. So very, very important. A winter off season, especially if you're planning a new business, in the spring coming up in 2022 for this year, for the guys just starting out, going into, next year. It's a great time, to do this because, you can set up an account. A lot of them will have test accounts that you can play around with fake customers and stuff, just so you can get familiar with, using the software and creating invoices and learning all that, so that when the spring hits and you're starting, you can hit the ground running. And it just makes it so easy. Like I say, from that example of that guy doing it with, ledger books and stuff and not invoicing his customers because he was so behind. It was such a monumental task versus, how I would do it when I was using that CRM that franchise company provided me. It even gave me the ability to tell it how often I billed customers. And so I would have all my customers checked off as, this is a monthly billed customer. And then at the end of the month, I could go to like generate invoices and then say, bill all the customers that are, billed monthly. And because all my customers, I had that as the option that was checked off, it would basically just go through all those jobs, everything that I had scheduled that past month and that I had checked off at the end of each day saying that I had completed. And it basically generates an invoice for each client with how much they owe me for that month. So simple, so easy. And then I would take that and drop it off at the customer's property the next week. And customers would either, write me a check then and there, or some customers would have, a check waiting for me the following week after that. And that's how I did it in the beginning until I started switching to doing the credit card on file, but I was still using the CRM and all that sort of stuff and going from there. So super important that you guys get started with the CRMs right away. Even if you are an established business using a CRM, but maybe it's not quite, doesn't have quite the features, or you're outgrowing maybe a particular CRM that you're using, the winter, this is the time that you want to get into, learning something new. So I'm going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsor, and then we'll get back right into it right after this. So stay tuned.
At Exmark, we've poured decades of leading-edge engineering and old-fashioned work ethic into our Laser Z, the pioneering commercial zero-turn rider more landscape pros trust. So now you can experience cut quality, performance, comfort, durability, and reliability beyond your wildest dreams. Stop by your local dealer or visit Exmark.com to experience an Exmark Laser Z and the attractive financing offers available now.
Okay, so as mentioned a bit earlier in the episode, I do have that resource available for you guys at lawncarebusinesssuccess.com/software. So you can go to that page and see all of the different software options. It's probably not a 100% complete software list because there are probably many, many more that even I don't know about. But it's a pretty large list of software packages, CRM type softwares that you know, you guys can look at and you know, do your own investigation on what you want to use and compare them. So I'm just going to go quickly through the list just to give you a general idea here of what's included there. So at the top of the list, I've got Yardbook. So this is basically free for life software with some cool features, reports available, QuickBooks integration option. It's website based, cloud, has cloud backup, and is mobile friendly. So that's the first one. The next one is Horizon 360. This one is a relatively newcomer. This one is from Toro, is who's put this together. So, you know, Toro, the maker of those commercial lawnmowers, they have put together this CRM. It's a powerful landscape business management system built to help you work more efficiently and run profitably. Next down the list is Jobber. So Jobber, you guys may remember if you've listened to the podcast for any length of time. They were a sponsor on the podcast a few years ago. And we did a whole bunch of different podcast ads with them, showcasing a lot of the features from Jobber. So that's there as well. Next down the list I've got is FreshBooks. FreshBooks is a cloud accounting software package. So this one is more for like just invoicing and tracking payments and that sort of stuff. And it can handle credit card payments as well. But it's more of a general type of software to use. It's not as specific for lawn care. It's more for just general billing and stuff. Next, EscaperSoft. It's just a whole bunch of different options as well. Has QuickBooks Sync integration, web-based cloud backup, mobile friendly. After that, I've got Clip, software for any service company. They've got many different options as well. There's Boss LM, landscape management software, QExpress, scheduling software for QuickBooks. So this one is like a scheduling software attachment if you're already a QuickBooks user and you want to have that sort of scheduling component that integrates with QuickBooks. Next, we got Real Green, software solutions for service industry businesses. After that, it's Hindsight. It's field service software for service businesses. Next is WorkWave. This one is rebranded. I can't remember what it was called before. It was Green something or other, Evergreen maybe, it might have been called. Anyways, it's lawn care scheduling and routing software. After that, we got Groundskeeper. It's a more of a traditional downloadable lawn care software, so it's not web-based. So it's one that you know, you're going to get software to download into your computer and install. The next one here I added, it's called Gopher, although it doesn't look like it's been updated for many, many years. It's one of the original. I included it because it was one of the original ones that was available. It only works on Windows machines. It's, like I said, it hasn't been updated in many years, so it's not web-based or anything like that. But there was like a Gopher Hall channel, a YouTube channel as well, Team Gopher YouTube channel. So I included it just because it was kind of one of the OG ones that was available for many, many years. But like I said, I'm not sure about that one, even if it's supported or not anymore. The website's still up, but you know, it gives you warnings about not being updated in many, many years. Dynascape is another one, software solutions for landscape professionals. That one, I think, has like a CRM software component, but it also has like 3D and CAD designs and all that sort of stuff as well. Next is Arbor Gold, lawn care, landscaping, and tree service software, web-based, mobile-friendly, lots of different pricing tiers. Next is another OG in the lawn care YouTube space. This one is Service Autopilot. This one was started by Lawn Care Millionaire YouTube channel many years ago. This one's grown into one of the top software packages as well. A lot of fantastic feedback from people that use it. So it's basically put your service business on autopilot. It is on the higher price range, this one. Again, another one of the OGs. And then the last one that I have listed there is called Thoughtful Systems Lawn Care Software, available in three ways, including a traditional downloadable software, as well as cloud-based and mobile apps for iOS and Android. So like I said, I've got all those listed there. You can head on over to lawncarebusinesssuccess.com/ software. And like I said, you can see that complete list there. They're all with links. So you can go from that one central point, go to all those different websites, visit them, do your own due diligence and comparisons, see what is good to use, and what works best for you in your particular lawn care business. So, ultimately, of course, I'm going to get the question from people about what do I use, or what would I recommend, more importantly, to other guys starting out in lawn care. And for me, I think what I would suggest for people just getting started, particularly, is Yardbook. That's the one that is free for life software. Has many some really cool features included with it. I know a lot of guys have had lots of success with it. I've played around with it. I haven't used it with my business. It's actually one of the things that I actually started to 1 year. I set it all up with my clients and all that sort of stuff. And I wanted to use it in conjunction with some other softwares just for testing purposes, and basically have like three or four CRMs going at the same time, all doing the exact same thing, just so that I could get some more comparisons and stuff like that. What ended up happening was that I thought of doing that a little late, and then I ran into the same issue that I'm trying to warn you guys against, and that is going into the spring, and then it's way too busy, and I can't then sit there and easily add a job to four different softwares, because it would work on one and not work on the other, and I couldn't figure out how to do it on the third one because I hadn't spent the time learning the software. So that's why I say, this off season is a great way to, sit down with some of these. A lot of them have free trials and all that sort of stuff. The Yardbook is a good one to get acquainted with when you're first starting out, because it is free. They're sort of ad supported. There's no cost to you. I think they do have some, there's some add-ons, of course, like if you want to do credit card payments, for example. I think it integrates with Stripe, so you could have a Stripe account and like that. So then, of course, there's going to be like a percentage or fees or something, I would assume, that come out from there. For all the basic functionality, if you just want to get you know, do credit card on file yourself and have your own credit cards, you know, keep track of your own customer credit cards or get paid by check or something like that, then there's no fees to use the software. You can print out invoices and all that sort of stuff use all those functionality to do that with no charge. So I'm just going to take another quick break and then we're going to get into some of the features of Yardbook a little bit deeper. So stay tuned.
Hey, Lawn Care Nation. Want to kickstart your lawn care business in the right direction? Introducing the Lawn Care Business Success Academy and the How to Price Lawns Profitably course. Save yourself the time and headaches of trying to figure out how to price lawn mowing jobs properly on your own. Learn about knowing your numbers and how to set a profitable hourly rate in 5 steps. Discover the 5 things to consider before quoting a lawn. What to look for when you're out in the field, how to spot red flags, and what questions to ask prospective clients. Then learn how to put it all together and the best way to present a quote. So if you're ready to get your business on the road to profitability, then head over to LawnCareBusinessSuccessAcademy.com.
Okay, so I just wanted to take a quick little dive into sort of the back end of Yardbook. Just kind of looking through the site map on it. It is web-based, so it makes it very easy to, use it on any sort of device that you have and use it on the go, whether it's on your phone or things like that. Makes it very, very simple, like I said. So basically, they've got a section. There's like the general dashboard. There's a section for your customer information, a section to keep track of jobs. There's the calendar section, of course, that's going to show you your schedules. Then there's a whole section for doing estimates. A section for all of your invoices, past invoices. There's a whole section for expenses and keeping track of expenses. A section for payments, so you can see and keep track of all the payments. There's an auto invoicing function, so that it can automatically invoice. And then there's a section for taking stock of all of your equipment and maintenance of that equipment. So you can see it's very, very robust. And just, you know, looking through that sitemap, like I say, some of the neat things that kind of stand out, some of the options, like if I'm going through the menus here, is options like view all customers, view all properties, send a bulk message, add a job, add a task, do a quick dispatch. You have jobs for today, monthly, reoccurring activities, view all your routes, view all estimates, lot measurement tools and calculators. Invoices, you can view all your invoices, view reoccurring invoice templates, auto-generate your invoices, chemical application section, you can set up the chemicals that you're going to be doing, link to services, view your chemical applications, basically it has your whole, obviously, company profile stuff that you can set up, all your settings and public information. You can view all your expenses, view all your payments, set up all your vendors for, you know, all your suppliers, whether it's, you know, where you're getting your gas, your fertilizer, you know, your equipment dealer, all that sort of stuff. You can go in and view all your employees, view your crews, view the timesheets, GPS location tracking. So, you know, a lot of these options are new to me, even seeing like GPS location tracking. You know, when Yardbook first came out, that wasn't an option. Then, of course, for employees, they have a jobs page and a time clock page where they can clock in and clock out. There's a mileage log for equipment, for your reports. They have a customer report, an invoice report, a payment report, expense report, job costing report, profit and loss estimates, earnings forecast and estimates, sales tax report, product and service report, property report, job profitability report, an employee revenue report. So, you know, just a whole bunch of stuff. And then, you know, the list goes on with all the other things that you can get into: program templates, customer programs. They even have a view weather right there from the software. They've got whole video tutorial section, so you can see how to do certain things in the software. You can set up payment reminders, set up estimate reminders. You can manage, there's a whole credit card on file, and even hiring, it's looking at. So it's got a hiring section for all your job listings, credit card on file, manage credit cards, charge credit cards on file, issue a refund. You can sync your bank transactions. Just like I said, the list goes on and on and on. It's got MailChimp integration. So, you know, just, and they keep adding more and more stuff throughout the years. It's just gotten better and better and better. So you can see just how powerful, you know, software like that is. And, you know, this particular one is completely free to use, without, you know, with obviously the only caveat being if you're going to use, for example, the credit card on file, if you're going to be charging the credit cards through the software, right? So if you want that benefit, if you want to go that step easier, and be able to, you know, automatically bill customer credit cards, then of course you're going to have to pay a service fee, because you're using then third-party integration of Stripe and stuff like that to do that. But you could, as I mentioned before, do this completely without using the actual software to do the credit card files. You could still generate all your invoices and do all that and do all your credit card billing manually, using your own whatever company you want to use for credit card payments, which is basically what I do in my own business. I still do it that way. It's worked very well for me to be able to do that. And I found a system where a bank here has a flat rate fee in Canada, where you can go and pay this sort of these flat rate fees and then basically bill all your customer credit cards without any sort of percentages or anything taken off, because you're just paying a monthly flat rate fee, and it includes all of your transactions. But the caveat is that you have to then manually charge those customer credit cards at the end of each month. So, you know, there's goods and bads, pros and cons to that as well. Obviously, doing something like this is something I would, if they ever sort of up the prices on me and stuff for what that, you know, flat rate fee was, then this is something I would, you know, definitely look into doing, is doing it integrated with my CRM, because then, you know, paying that fee might equal the same, and then, you know, it's so much easier to do it, having the CRM take care of it all, because then it's just automatically, not only is it automatically generating those invoices, but then it's going to automatically go in and charge all those customer credit cards too, that you have stored on file. So that, right there could be worth its weight in gold in time savings, and stuff as well. So those are just some of the, some of the options here in Yardbook. They've got tons of different tutorials that you can do. And like I said, I know a lot of guys, including Brian's lawn maintenance, uses Yardbook in his lawn care business. So, a lot of, guys that are well established with employees and stuff like that, using Yardbook in their businesses. And, you know, a lot of guys too, I have seen where they use Yardbook they use it to start out. They use it for a few years and, you know, maybe their needs change. Maybe there are options then, because they see the value of using something like Yardbook, and you know, maybe there's some things where it lacks that you starts to become a pain point for you. Well, then you know you're familiar with it, you know how to use it, and it gives you a good jumping off point to move to something different to get into once your business is more established. And, you have a regular guaranteed reoccurring income that you can then say, hey, you know, now I'm ready to get into one of these paid CRMs. Because, you know, I'm not at that startup stage when things are very tight and, you know, maybe it's just a side hustle for you. Maybe you're just a kid in school or something like that. And you don't want to be paying $30 a month or $40 a month. And some of them, you know, go up from there. It can be pretty discouraging as a new, business. If you're just starting out with a few lawns here and there, to basically be, giving your profits to somebody else. So having this free option, this is why whenever anybody asks me in terms of, they're just starting out or anything like that, that I would point them in the direction of Yardbook and say, hey, go look at that. It may not work for you right from the beginning. Maybe it's something that you don't like right from the beginning, but at least it's worth a look because there is a lot of options for it. Like I said, there are some limitations, with it. Some of those limitations are some of the reasons why I don't particularly, use Yardbook, personally, just because right from the beginning, I saw some limitations with it, that I didn't, like in the reports section. It just doesn't have all the reports, that I would like, to have it, be able to do. And some of the reports that I'm used to using, particularly when it comes to sort of the, end of year tax time and all that sort of stuff. I want some more, reports in there. But if you're just starting out and all that sort of stuff, it, could be perfectly, fine for you. Or, if you're, in a different country from me and you might not need some of the things, that I'm, needing, then it could be a great, option as well. Like I say, so, yardbook.com is where you can find, Yardbook. Like I said, signing up for accounts is free, and it's just a great, software package. And the fact that it's free for guys, and like I said, I know so many people that use Yardbook, it's done very, very well for them. And, it's a pretty full-featured software, considering that it's completely free to you. So that's pretty pretty cool option for them to have that provided to us in the community to be able to use that. So CRMs, hopefully this episode gives you guys something to think about, especially if you are just starting out in a lawn care business. Going into the spring of 2022, you definitely want to have some sort of a CRM, have that as the foundation for your business. You will just see how valuable and how all-encompassing it will take, basically will run your entire business. That will be revolved around what CRM software you are using. And it's just invaluable to have in a lawn care business. So that's it for this one, guys. Remember, if you want to be a part of the interview series, to send me a quick message either at lawncarebusinesssuccess.com/contact, or you can send me a DM on Instagram, and make sure you guys do that, and we'll set something up. I'll be doing the interviews from basically starting in December, going through, I think typically usually I do them through until the end of March, and have them there. So that's what I'm going to continue to try and do again this year as well. And so get your names on the list if you guys are interested in doing an interview episode. So that's it for this one, guys. Here's to wishing you guys all overwhelming success and freedom in your lawn care business. Bye for now.